Greetings, welcome, aloha. Again, this is Dr. Kevin. My email, drkevin4life, that's all lowercase, the number 4, drkevin4life at gmail.com. This is episode 5 of our series with the Branham Brothers, 2020, Be Prepared for Coronavirus. And episode 5, we have the fatty acids that we reviewed on episode 4 in a little bit greater detail, and how this contributes to our inner body core strength or inner chi, adds to our brain power, and even contributes largely to how our stem cells can come out of hibernation to regenerate different parts of our body in great abundance if we really work at it, and then to even have our cells be able to morph or to change kind of in a magical way so that they become something greater or more superhuman than what they otherwise would because of the lack of these fatty acids in the body. Then we're going to discuss a very exceptional little tool. It does not cost very much, but it is fabulous for being able to monitor any of your concerns if you have asthma or some kind of a chronic lung dysfunction or not enough oxygen getting into your blood all the time. And it can also, of course, be because of anemia as well, which is not enough red blood cells. But this is a tool that is recommended by the World Health Organization to really keep on top of how well we are functioning with our lungs, because with the coronavirus, we see that the most rapid deterioration among the people who are compromised is where it goes right into the lungs especially, and it causes a lot of difficulty with the central lung tissue, and it makes the parts of the lung in there literally begin to break down. And that is when people get into a crisis and they have to have a ventilator and be in an ICU unit and so forth. Let's go back to the fatty acids then. Remember in episode 4 that the fatty acids, and there are many nutrients that most people are very deficient in. But in a really simple way to think about them, try to make an okay sign with your fingers, with your fingers and your thumb, and when you look at an okay sign, it basically forms the number 6 in some way that you look at it. The number 6 is really, really a key thing because vitamin B6 is the most broad, the most widely applicable, widely used or needed substance in the entire body. It's been discovered to be a part of over 200 essential critical functions or purposes in the body in so many ways. One of the main ways is that vitamin B6 takes shorter fatty acids, such as what we find in a plant source, such as a 16 or 18 carbon long chain fatty acid, which is abundant in flaxseed and in walnut oil especially, and it makes them get longer to be 22 to 24 carbons long. And when it gets to be 22 in particular, that is the kind of fatty acid that our body needs that is magic to our brain, to our memory, to our healing power, to our inner core strength and vitality, to our mucous membranes, to the resilience in the central part of our lungs or other organs, and so on. Other different nutrients that we need in greater abundance include those that are almost always deficient in most people, and that is what's called the sulfur amino acids. And the two main names of those are methionine and cysteine. Those are very, very abundant in the vegetables that are kind of strong smelling or pungent is the word for it. And that includes radishes, onions, garlic especially, shallows, chives, all of those things, leeks that are part of what's called the lily family in the plant kingdom. So these sulfur amino acids are something that everybody needs more of. And another key ingredient that makes the body work in a much more tip-top way, especially against the coronavirus to strengthen your immune system, it's the trace element zinc. Zinc is especially abundant in pumpkin seeds. And in general, it's higher content in seeds that are a little bit flatter, such as the sunflower seeds and sesame seeds and flax seeds. And it's higher in seeds in general. Another element that is very rich in seeds is magnesium. Magnesium is used to literally order and to make the brain work as a tip-top functioning tool in our body. And so magnesium deficiency is a big one when you have brain fog or lack of a very good brain mental function all the day long. So let's think about these fatty acids briefly again in remembering what it is that we are wanting to spot check on our body on the outside to see if we really need more of them. Most people do, and I recommend at least something on the order of about 2 tablespoons full of essential fatty acids or oils per day. If one of them is olive oil and another one is something like flaxseed oil or added to smoothies or in some other way added to be mixed into your cereal, for example, or mush, or even in pancake mix or something like that, that's how you can split the two. But you really need the omega-3 from flaxseed or walnut oil every day, as well as some of the really broad and very beneficial oils that come from something like extra virgin olive oil. So when we look at our body, we look quickly to see, are there cracks anywhere? How are the corners of our cuticles, of our fingernails, on all 10 of them? How are our creases behind our knees, in our areas where we have folds of skin, like in the armpits area, or where we have our leg hook onto our trunk, where we have the ears attached to our head, where we have the corners of our eyes and eyelids, all these places, wherever there's a redness, an irritation, a tendency to have an itch that doesn't go away, those are all evidences of the fatty acid deficiencies that we have in our body. Those of you who have had a gallbladder removal, or you tend to burp up oil, you will need to have some extra help to get the oil droplets to, in a sense, under a microscope, explode or to blow apart into tinier droplets. And when you're able to do that with a gallbladder bile, for example, and enzymes to get them into smaller droplets, then you're able to use that stuff in your body properly. So those who don't have gallbladders or have a problem with their bile flow, you can get much help by adding lecithin granules, that's spelled L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, granules, or lecithin capsules if you want to get smaller ones to start with, to just add them to the food that you eat to help into break up the drops of oil into tinier droplets. You can also add papaya chunks, chewable tablets of papaya, pineapple chunks or pineapple pieces, or even pineapple juice. And they all help to digest food much, much better too. As I shared and discussed the essential fatty acids' very significant importance in the body, there are three areas that I wanted to review, which most people have not heard about, but are really important. Number one, about 25 years ago, I participated in a simple study with people, with men who were going into a halfway house from prison for about a month, and then from there going back into society. And the return rate or recidivism rate for these men was very high. Only one or two of them would seem to make it out successfully without having to go back into jail in the next few months. And the person that was in charge of this, I talked to them about what was the missing ingredient that would make these men have success with their brains kind of getting organized and being able to accept and change and adapt into a better and a higher expectation in the environment that everyone would want and would like. And I said, it's omega-3. Omega-3 is rich in fish oil, fish liver oil in particular. So I said, here, I will give you bottles of fish liver oil, and you do nothing but give 12 of these men at a time that are in your halfway house a spoonful a day for the entire month, and we'll see what is the return rate by just doing that. We succeeded in doing that for the first month and found about two-thirds of the men were able to continue successfully going back into society to be accepted and to adapt and change. There was such a dramatic improvement. Over the years, I've studied and read many different studies, especially in the last decade, where that has been looked at very, very closely because of so many people that are in the prison systems all over the world. In Australia, for example, several years ago, there were male prisoners in the Northwest Australian prison, and scientists and healthcare people, they decided to do a study by measuring the red blood cell omega-3 content of the men. And they found that the average red blood cell content was about 4%, just under 4%. They went out to the adult population of Australians around them, just randomly, to take blood samples of the adult Australians, and they found it was almost twice as high, 7 to 8%. They theorized, well, let's see then if the people that get a lot more of the omega-3 in their diet than what the Australians do. And they picked the Japanese, and they found that the average Japanese person had a blood level of the fatty acid omega-3 in the red blood cells that was almost three times as high as the prisoners. So what they were able to show was a direct relationship between successful, optimal brain function in a person and the higher level of omega-3 in the red blood cells. This was carried over to Denmark and Britain also, and in the heels of these kinds of studies of blood levels, and they said, well, we're just going to assume that everybody here has a low level. So they were able to take two groups in Denmark and in Britain both of up to 1,000 or 1,200 prisoners in each group, and they would let one group be the one that gets the regular prison food and everything else with that environment, and then they gave one group a large amount of omega-3 along with some a combined nutritional supplementation like a multivitamin to go with it. The other group got a placebo, so they did not know which group got which. Well, when they did this in these violent criminal prisons where there was a lot more violent behavior, they had within 2 to 3 months of doing this a 37% reduction in the violent activity between prisoners. There was a big drop-off, and the longer it was given, the more the drop-off in the violent behavior. They found the same thing in Denmark, and so the conclusion then was that somehow omega-3 has some powerful, normalizing, or even I would call it a optimizing effect in the brain, where it gives it a sense of right and wrong, of moral agency or capability to see what is right and wrong in things around a person, as well as a sense of common sense that is what exists in the problem solving or the real world around a person. So the significance then is that when we look at all of this, the things that are indicators of the loss of these good things in the brain, or not even getting them in the first place in younger life, is that the vision is not as good or as healthy as it should be as a younger person in particular, or as an adult, that it goes downhill, and it should not go downhill. I'm in my 60s. My eyesight has not changed since I was a teenager. That's what I'm talking about in terms of the vision being stable and very dependable. The same thing with the skin. The skin is very, very flexible, pliable. It doesn't break or crack easily. It's very resistant to cold temperatures without cracking and breaking apart, or when people wash their hands a lot in dishes or things like that, it seems to just not make the skin break apart so quickly. And if it is something that can help a person to understand how this all fits together, that is what we are here for with these episodes and with Dr. Kevin, to review these very essential things. I'd like to spend a couple of more minutes here in finishing this episode 5 today by talking about a very significant tool that does not cost very much, that is what the World Health Organization recommended that every household or every person that has a compromised breathing lung situation in the face of this coronavirus pandemic around the world, and that is a tool called a pulse oximeter. Pulse oximeter, that's the pulse beat or the pulse rate of your heart, and oximeter is the fancy word for a device that measures your oxygen. So it's one of those things you've seen where you put it on your fingertip and then you read the display what the percent oxygen is and what the heart rate is. With that, you can check second, third, and fourth fingers usually on either hand, and what you do is you use it to monitor to see how good is it. If you're doing pretty well with your oxygen when you're resting and sitting and relaxing, it should be 96, 97, 98. And if it's lower than that, there is a problem. And generally, proportionate to being 1% lower than like 96, as it goes down, it will have a magnified effect of 5 to 10 times more deficient up in the brain, because the brain requires so much oxygen. So you can use the pulse oximeter to monitor, spot check, to randomly check any time. If you have it around your neck in a little case or carry it in your pocket, it's a very, very, very excellent device. They cost anywhere from $30, $40, $50. Make sure that you buy one that has a bright display, not just a kind of a dull or hard-to-read red display, for example. But just make sure it's got a very good display to read. And then another thing about the oximeter is that because it's so quick and easy to monitor your heart rate, you can use the heart rate part of it to see if you are toxic or allergic to things around you. When you take that device and you go from one room to another and you just stand and relaxed, it should be about the same reading in every room if your body's not reacting to something in the environment or something that you are breathing in. And if you do that in one room to another, or one environment or place or another in a vehicle, and you see that the rate goes up or it goes faster, it shows that your body is reacting. We'll talk more about how we can incorporate and use this in the next episode to really, really make a difference. We can gain confidence if we know what our lung function is and we are able to be resilient and have confidence that we are not going to be sort of dropping like a fly, so to speak, with the exposure of our body, our lungs, and our environment around other people and other things. Thank you again. This is Dr. Kevin at drkevinforlife@gmail.com. drkevinforlife@gmail.com. We will see you next time. Thank you.